Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios, a.k.a. Johnny Taco's Grill. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco, California. Of course, live on the West Coast, live on the East Coast, folks, too, and the only live show on the continental USA as I speak. I will be soon joined by my all-stars, Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez, of course, Zach Attack Young. In the next hour, we'll talk about little sports, little NBA playoffs. How about some NHL playoffs, the often-neglected National Hockey League? How about that? Gennady Golovkin, well, 22nd straight knockout tonight. Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, is back in boxing as well. John Jones back in the UFC. He's a winner. But Conor McGregor, he's a loser. Conor McGregor is a loser. And how about those New York Yankees, 2016? Well, John Oliver will roast the Yankees a little bit later in this show. And, of course, we'll talk baseball, folks. How about that, Jake Arrieta? Hey, talk about baseball. No-hitters. When do you not pull a pitcher when he's throwing a no-hitter? When do you not pull a pitcher? Straight up, we've got the Taco Man Twitter thing going on. That's at Taco Man Radio, at Taco Man Radio. Live open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And once again, the Twitter thing, talk at Taco Man Radio. This is the Taco Man live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Sports Byline Studios.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My yard needs a ton of help. The best looking part is the garden gnome.
I told Linda she came to the right place. We have exactly what her yard needs.
Ace is the place where lawn advice is always free. And speaking of free,
right now, during our BOGO sale, when she buys one select item, she'll get another designated item free. Like buy Scott's Weed and Feed and get Scott's Lawn Food free. BOGO offer valid on select items through April 25th. See participating stores for details and limits. Store stock only. Scott's bag covers 5,000 square feet.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. He's Johnny Taco, and of course, soon to be joined. Take that back. Let's bring these guys in right now. Zach and Tag Young, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Johnny Taco?
Excellent. Excellent. Cadwallader, how's life treating you? It's always treating you well, but how's life treating you on this sunny day?
I'd be doing better if my super expensive microphone were working, but sometimes my tech guy's not available this late at night.
Wait. You can get masseuses over there. You can get people to cook for you late at night, but you can't get your tech guy over there. What kind of – hey, man, don't try to come on here and play like you're some heavyweight if you can't get a tech guy over to your house at 10 o'clock at night.
I just don't bother to have an in-house tech guy, Taco. That's all it is.
Okay, take us through the playoffs, NBA playoffs. Let's go to the hardwoods floor. Take it away, Dominic.
All right, yeah, we had four games tonight. We start with Portland getting a win over the Clippers to make that series 2-1 Los Angeles. Charlotte wins their first game of the series. They're down 2-1 to the Miami Heat. Indiana beats Toronto, and Toronto continues to struggle in the playoffs. They haven't won a first-round playoff series in 16 years, I believe. That series is tied 2-2. And then OKC with a 119-108 win over Dallas, but there were a lot of issues from OKC. And, you know, we had Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle. We got a little clip. He kind of talks about where his team's at right now.
Interesting.
You know, the first quarters are killing us.
What's going on with them Clippers, man? You said they were going to, like, roll through the playoffs here. They were going to be the team the Warriors had the toughest out the night with.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the Clippers are the team to do that, you know? I don't think that the Thunder are really going to get there. I mean, the Thunder just have kind of looked shaky in these playoffs. Like, they're winning some of these games, but I don't know. It just, it's like they really have to depend on Durant and Westbrook to bring their A game every single game for them to have a chance in some of these series. And it's just kind of like, I don't know if you can depend on that every game.
Okay, Dominic, later on today, the Warriors are going to hook up with the Rockets now. Game, what's happening? Is Steph Curry going to play? Is it going to be Steph or what?
Yeah, they ruled that Steph's going to be probable for game four. They're obviously going to watch his minutes. They only lost by – they've beaten Houston once at home without him in game two. They lost by one without him on the road. The team looked a lot more disjointed without him on the floor in game three. Game two, they were flying fine at home. If Steph's not 100%, but he's able to play, I do think Steve Kerr is going to give him some minutes just to kind of stabilize things a little bit. Because if you go up 3-1, that's a huge difference compared to Houston tying it up 2-2. So the Warriors can win game four. It gives them some more flexibility in managing Steph's minutes going forward. Because if they do beat Houston and the Clippers do beat Portland, they're going to need Steph Curry at 100% going against the likes of Chris Paul.
So, Zach, the Warriors are just common humanoids, as Cadwallader likes to call them, without Steph Curry, huh?
Yeah, they're definitely a different team without him on the floor. I mean, I still thought that they kind of outplayed the Rockets in most of the quarters, but they had a rough first quarter, and it was hard for them to come back from that fully.
Now, Steph Curry, now, of course, everybody's talking about Steph Curry's injuries and whether he'll play in game four, whether it's going to stretch, going to hurt him down the stretch. I was hearing tonight that the Warriors, if you bet $140 on them in Vegas, you win $100 as far as them winning the championships. Not so solid as it was a couple of weeks ago, is it, Dominic?
No, because Steph Curry, he's got the history of ankle problems. And clearly, he's already missed two games. It's something that seems to be like it's going to be a bigger problem than just your common ankle sprain. Because the weird thing is, if you go back and look at the injury, he didn't actually roll his ankle. He didn't step on the side. The ankle didn't roll over. So luckily, there was no ligament damage when they did the MRI. But I wonder what kind of injury it is. He kind of planted weird, and but the foot was flat. So I don't know what it is with the injury. But, yeah, there's obviously tons of – not tons of doubt, but there's a lot of question marks going forward with the Warriors, especially with the teams that linger potentially in front of them. Should the Clippers win, they'd have to beat the Clippers. And then in the other series, it's likely going to be Oklahoma City versus San Antonio. San Antonio can throw a bunch of guys at Steph, and if Oklahoma City wins that and the Warriors beat the Clippers, they have to play Russell Westbrook. So Steph needs to be as close to 100% as possible, because you saw the Warriors just don't have the scoring creativity without Steph. Klay does not have the same type of open shots. Draymond Green kind of forces the issue, and we saw what happens when he overforced the issue. He had a terrible game three. And Sean Livingston, he's great off the bench, but he's not quite the facilitator that Steph is. So, like Zach said, the way Steph Curry goes the Warriors often.
Okay. Also on later on today, the Cavaliers are taking on the Pistons. Cleveland going to roll through this, Dominic?
I think so. I was expecting a lot more from Detroit out of this series. Detroit's given Cleveland problems throughout the regular season. They forced LeBron into his worst game of the season. And they had the pieces that I thought could give Cleveland problems. But just when we, you know, all season, actually, we've been talking about how disjointed Cleveland is. It's Kyrie's going to shoot the ball, and if he doesn't shoot it, LeBron's going to take the ball up, and he's going to ISO it. But they're getting everybody involved. Kyrie Irving's playing well. Kevin Love, the guy who's kind of been AWOL all season, is playing very well right now. And LeBron is LeBron. He's doing his thing.
Now, the Hawks are taking on the Celtics.
More of a fight.
Dominic, I asked you, are the Celtics really a contender? I mean, the Celtics have sort of been, like, lackluster for now. I mean, you don't see them in the finals anymore like you used to back in the day with Larry Bird and the guys like that. Are they a real contender this year? Can they make a move?
I don't think so. They're going to have a hard time getting past the Hawks, and I don't see any way that they can get out of the East. I do like them as a team. I think they can be good going forward, but they're not a championship team right now.
The puck hit the ice thrice tonight in the NHL playoffs. Let's go to that. Of course, in the Eastern Conference, Pittsburgh rolled over the New York Rangers, eliminating them, folks, 6-3. It's like New York is out of the NHL playoffs. In the Western Division, Anaheim and the Ducks, anyway, they're winners over the Nashville Predators 5-2. And St. Louis, although they scored three in the first period, they came back and lost the Chicago Blackhawks 6-3 to force a Game 7, and that's going to go Monday at St. Louis. And Friday night, the San Jose Sharks, got to mention the local team for old Dominic here. The San Jose Sharks were the first team to advance to the second round of the playoffs with a 6-3 win over the L.A. Kings. Straight up for the Sharks, I think they were down 3-0 as well, and they came back and won 6-3. So straight up, that is the NHL. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN2. What? How did I miss any? TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. Wait, I'm not done. iTunes.com. Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Talking combat sports. Straight up next, boxing and mixed martial arts on Sports Byline.
Is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I want to be a bird.
Hey,
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends it go. Fight! Domi and Guida.
Shots there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, the WBO 122-pound title was on the line. I started talking about the defending champion, the Filipino Flash, Nonito Dinner, now 37-3, KO number 28, folks. I mean, the guy goes home to the Philippines in front of a sold-out crowd in Cebu and just takes on the number four contender, just takes him out. I mean, this sort of tells you that he belongs at 122. In fact, he might be a little too small at 122. I'm talking about Nonito Nair, of course, having fought Guerrero and Rigano in the past and sort of got schooled by Rigano. Rigano, is Rigano the real deal at 122? Rigano's going to fight now at 126 against Vasyl Lomachenko later in the year. Now, earlier tonight, of course, last night, at the Great American Forum, the Inglewood Forum, call them what you want. It was a house that Magic Johnson built originally, you know, back in the days when the L.A. Lakers played at the L.A. Forum. But Gennady Golovkin was in action tonight, a KO winner over a Dominic Wade. Talk to me, Zach Attack Young. Is Gennady Golovkin still looking like the best fighter pound for pound, at least in the middleweight division?
He's the best middleweight. I think he's, I don't know if we could call him best pound for pound because he's just not getting the best fighters at his weight in with him. And that, it, you know, it's a catch 22 with him because I think he beat those guys, but I don't know that. I got to see him beat him. So,
but as far as common opponents are concerned, the guy's destroyed. He's been like a lawnmower. He's ran through the middleweight division. His 22nd straight KO tonight.
Right, and he put that guy away easy. I mean, he went through him like butter. It was a really easy fight for Golovkin, and I don't know. It's just like I really hope that Canelo will step up to the plate. If you're holding a 160-pound belt, you can't fight at 155 to defend it. You got to step up at some point. I mean, you can't hold onto that belt and not fight the best guy in the division.
Wade says he's been hit by guys as heavy as 200 pounds, and nobody hits as hard as this kid hit him tonight with those 8-ounce gloves.
I believe it. I mean, he folded him pretty easily. It was to the point where it almost looked fixed. Like, I know it's not fixed, but it's just like, how did he do that so easily against a pretty solid opponent?
Okay, Canelo Alvarez, you mentioned the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan. They're hooking it up May the 7th. Is that a super fight, Zach?
It's a super fight in name value. But, I mean, if you look at it, like, from you know, the right perspective, it's kind of like, okay, Khan just moved up to 147. Now he's moving up to 155, and he's fighting against a guy who's going to weigh in, like, the 170s on fight night. Like, I don't know. It's in terms of name value, though, it's one of the bigger fights out there because, I mean, Khan is a star. Canelo is one of the biggest stars right now, so I'm sure it'll sell. I'm sure it'll do over $1 million on pay-per-view.
You do realize that Amir Khan has more Facebook followers and Twitter people than anybody in boxing. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, he's a big star. I mean, I think some of his losses have taken a little bit of the luster away, you know, and some of the kind of subpar performances that he's had. But he's a huge star, especially in England.
Okay, an Olympic bronze medalist, Silver, didn't make the gold. That chin, it's failed him in the past, but against a slower opponent like Canelo Alvarez, will he be able to exploit Canelo's 3 feet?
You know, he's going to have to fight the fight of his life. Virgil Hunter is going to have him avoiding all of Canelo's punches. But to be honest with you, I was thinking about it, and Khan faced Maidana. I kind of think Maidana might hit harder than Canelo. What do you think?
I don't know. Canelo hits hard to the body. I think he throws good body shots. But as far as the head shots are concerned, I think he's a little sluggish getting up to the head. I think that this added weight that he puts on after fights or after weighing like 154 or 155 pounds and come in the ring 173, 174 pounds, 24, 25 hours later, I just don't think that's really all that good for him. In fact, I saw a couple of medical studies that were put out a couple of months back on the internet indicating that his weight loss and the fact that he cut so much weight before a fight is just not healthy. But according to the WBC, they're monitoring his weight and they're making sure he isn't cutting weight too fast. But didn't he get away with a couple of passes on the weigh-in thing a couple of fights ago?
Yeah, he has. And, I mean, he's already kind of – he's fighting at what they call Canelo weight. You know, 155, that's not a weight division I've heard of. It's just kind of – it's a catch weight. And he's fought his last 3 or 4 fights there, I believe.
Okay. We're looking to bring Amanda Serrano, who is the WBO 126-pound female champion, on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. She was the winner last night in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the first time a woman has ever headlined a card in Puerto Rico. And it wasn't a Puerto Rican girl. It was a Puerto Rican girl from Spanish Harlem, from Brooklyn. So straight up, and congratulations to Amanda Serrano. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast network. Let's switch gears, Zach. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Now, John Jones back in the fold, the interim champion. Let's talk about that. Straight up, tell me.
Well, John Jones, I mean, the octagon rush definitely showed tonight. He was a winner over 5 rounds. I thought he won every round. He got touched up by OST a little bit. That's Ovin St. Preux. He did ragdoll him a few times by just taking him down with these slams, some very hard slams. And overall, it was a successful night for Jones. I don't think that he looked tremendous, but it kind of looked like a guy just trying to get some rounds in.
Why did you blow him off blow him off so lightly? I mean, you indicated that John Jones was going to cut through him like butter and probably stop him early. You gave him no respect. I mean, did he earn your respect after tonight's 5-round loss?
you know, he hung in there. I mean, they both looked pretty gassed after, like, the first two rounds, so it was kind of hard to gauge. But, I mean, he had his moments. I thought he lost it. You know, he lost every round, but it was a fight that probably elevated his status a little bit. I mean, it kind of solidified that he is one of the top fighters at the weight class, I'd say.
Bit of an upset at lightweight 155, folks. Former champion Anthony Pettis losing for the second time in the last year and a half. Of course, he lost that title. But, man, he lost to Edson Barbosa tonight. Unanimous score across the board, 29-28 twice and 30-27. Pettis lost his snap here?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with Pettis. I mean, Edson Barbosa, I mean, he's a talented fighter, but he doesn't have the best chin, you know, and Pettis should have been able to land something to put him away. But I don't know. I mean, just the last few fights, Pettis just hasn't looked quite the same. I mean, now he lost to Dos Anjos. You know, he lost to Eddie Alvarez. I think this is, I mean, that's just, these are guys that he should have been beating. I mean, Dos Anjos I could see because of the grappling, but the other two, I don't know. I mean, I would have favored him to win those fights, so.
Interesting. We talk about USC, of course, 197. The flyweight championship was on the line, 125 pounds. Demetrius Johnson defeated Henry Cejudo and TKO, knee and punches in the first round. Is he doing anything that will make me, I didn't see this because I was off at Cheech and Chong tonight, but is he doing anything when I watch a replay is going to make you want to watch him?
Well, I mean, getting the knockout is definitely a step in the right direction because nobody wants to see a five-round flyweight fight, I don't think, because they hit like flies buzzing around. You know, it's not a lot of damage being done. People want to see the damage being done. And other than that, I mean, he's gotten that knockout. You know, he knocked out Benavidez in the rematch. I think maybe he's adding a little more power to his repertoire. That might be the case.
Speaking of power in the repertoire, Conor McGregor was considered the hardest slugger pound for pound in MMA, knocking out Jose Aldo in 13 seconds in the manner in which he did. I mean, he knocked him flat, starched him. I mean, people were saying nobody could stand up to the strikes of Conor McGregor. Then along came Nate Diaz. And Nate Diaz not only stepped to his strikes, Nate Diaz made him submit in the second round. Now, Nate Diaz is in line to make all kinds of money, and Conor McGregor says he's retiring, so they canceled the main event for UFC 200, and Nate Diaz is out maybe an $8 or a $10 million payday. Something's wrong with that picture, Zach.
Yeah, something is going on. I mean, I think Conor McGregor, this was his explanation of it, is he's been doing nonstop press for the UFC for so long, like for the last year and a half straight, and he just wanted a little less press obligations for this fight. You know, he wanted to be able to focus on the fighting. And, I mean, this was a quote by him. He said, you know, I'm all for handing out flyers, but at some point you got to get back in the shop. Like, you can't just be handing out all these flyers and not doing the work in the shop.
Well, let's be honest. A guy had died recently. There was a part of his camp, I think, there. And I think he was ringside when that occurred there in Europe. And so, I mean, he's got to be feeling a little negative vibes here because I'll be honest with you. I think Nate Diaz probably beats him again and probably beats him more decisively this time, walks to him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's going to walk to – Nate's going to walk to him. Nate's going to try to walk him down this time.
Yeah, I mean, the smart money is definitely on Diaz in this fight, and he did lose the first fight. You know, he's got to have some second thoughts about that. And not only that, but having the ego that he has – he insisted on this fight being at 170 pounds again. He could have had Diaz fight him at 155. He probably would have a better chance.
See, I don't think he would. I really don't think so. I think getting Diaz at 155, I just don't think he beats Nate Diaz any way they go about it. Now, Benson Henderson, remember him? Guy signed my wall out here, the Wall of Fame here at the Sports Byline Studios a couple of years ago, and he was the USC lightweight 155-pound champion. He made his way to a Bellator. What happened?
Benson Henderson, I mean, he made a successful debut in Bellator. Bellator, I mean, they might be able to pay him more than the UFC, you know?
But here's what's up. But he goes in last night, fights Khorshev, and loses a five-round decision. So as far as the money's concerned, no matter how much money's involved, as far as being a major player is concerned, I think he's sort of faded because, you know what, there's really been no super performances when it's come to Benson Henderson. There really hasn't. There's been a lot of wins in which he eked wins out over Gilbert Melendez and over the punk, I can't think of his name, Josh Thompson and people like that. But outside of dominant performances, I really didn't see too many as champion.
No, he didn't. He was kind of more of a GSP type of fighter as a champion, you know.
kind of fighting safe. He was never my favorite guy to watch, and I thought he lost that Josh Thompson fight. I didn't think that he deserved to win that fight.
Josh was my buddy. We're talking sports, because next up we're talking baseball. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out online, WBOBoxing.com, or follow them on Facebook. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Talking to his All-Stars, live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My yard needs a ton of help. The best looking part is the garden gnome.
I told Linda she came to the right place. We have exactly what her yard needs.
Ace is the place where lawn advice is always free. And speaking of free,
right now, during our BOGO sale, when she buys one select item, she'll get another designated item free. Like buy Scott's Weed and Feed and get Scott's Lawn Food free. BOGO offer valid on select items through April 25th. See participating stores for details and limits. Store stock only. Scott's bag covers 5,000 square feet.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day. Wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale,
and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that,
home bent on Zillow. Whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pechota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
There is only one thing that we can all be absolutely sure of this season, and that is that the New York Yankees will continue finding ways to look like the biggest elitist assholes in all of sports. This is, after all, a team that does things like blow $275 million on A-Rod. The Yankees even have what they call a Legends Club for elite members, and their sales pitch for it is just as obnoxious as you'd expect.
Legends is an amazing, amazing private club. It's the first five rows of our stadium. We have first-class accommodations, 5-star dining, in-seat service. We have an amazing concierge team that assists with any needs that you do have with the concierge. We do have our private suite entrance, which is for our Legends clients. They access the lobby, gain access before any of the rest of our guests.
That's right. We provide priority lobby access. And for our Diamond Elite members, we'll even drive you to a restaurant nowhere near the stadium so you don't have to fraternize with these baseball-loving peasants. And this is where the Yankees have amazingly found a way to even antagonize their own fans. Because this year, they got rid of the option to print tickets at home. And when fans complained that this would make it harder for them to resell those tickets online, the Yankees COO, Lon Trost, he went on the radio and denied those effects. But in doing so, threw in a comment that made it clear what he thinks of some of Yankees' less affluent fans.
If you buy a ticket in a very premium location, and pay a substantial amount of money. It's not that we don't want that fan to sell it, but that fan is sitting there having paid a substantial amount of money for their ticket. The fan picks it up for a buck and a half and sits there, and it frustrates the purchaser in the full amount. And quite frankly, the same, the fan, you know, may be someone who has never sat in a premium location. So that's a frustration to our existing fan base.
Wow. Wow. He's saying rich people couldn't bear to sit next to people who aren't as rich, which would be offensive if you were talking about the opera, much less a sport whose primary fashion statement is the goatee. And that is why the Yankees make sure no one gets into their most premium seating who doesn't belong there. And that explains why so many of their fanciest seats are often empty during the season. But for the first three games of this season, at least, there will be riffraff in those seats. And I'll tell you why. We bought two legend seats to the first three games this week. And they are right in this area behind home plate. They're right behind home plate. And we will sell them to you for just 25 cents apiece on one condition. You must dress like you have never sat in a premium location before. What that means can be up to you. That's up to you. Simply tweet us a photo of what you and a guest would wear to the game with the hashtag I have never sat in a premium location. Make sure to include a hashtag for the game you'd want to attend, so that's at Monday, Wednesday or Thursday, and we will pick the winners based on the looks we like the best. We are legally bound to give you these contest rules, as well as mention that the Yankees are not involved in this contest in any way. Although that should be pretty f***ing obvious by now. Enjoy the game and please give A-Rod our best.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker. What can I say, John Oliver? You are the man. Won a Peabody Award. How can I say? He really is a man. HBO. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Straight up time to talk baseball. I heard that sweet old sound there. It is the summertime. Of course, we're approaching summer here. There's no hitters being bounced about here in baseball. And, of course, let's go to Dominic on that. Dom, take us through the scoreboard first.
All right, taking a look at the scoreboard. The Angels beat the Mariners 4-2. The Giants beat the Marlins 7-2. San Diego loses to St. Louis 11-2. The Dodgers win 4-1. Pitcher Kenta Maeda, Zach, I know he loves him, continues his great start to his MLB career. The Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 7-1. Orioles 8-3 winners over KC. And the Mets 8-2 winners over Atlanta.
On the Nationals, they got a 13-4 record, and then I think the Cubs are next with 13-5. The Nationals were the hot team. You picked them to be the hot team going in there, didn't you, Dominic?
Yes, I did. The only issue I have with the Nationals is their bullpen, but when they're scoring as many runs and limiting other teams to as few runs as they have so far, it doesn't really even matter at this point.
Dodgers at 11-7, the top of the NL West, but what's happening with the Dodgers? I thought they were going to be so supreme this year, Mr. Homer.
Hey, they're doing pretty well so far considering all the injuries and stuff. And like Dominic said, Kenta Maeda right now is 3-0 and has a .36 ERA for his major league career.
I mean, how amazing is that in itself? Who's ever done numbers like that?
I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone. I mean,
Dominic, you think of anybody?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody, but I'm sure somebody went, you know, three scoreless starts to start their career. But no, in recent memory, this has got to be the most impressive start to a career, especially since this is a guy, it's not like he came up through the minors and, you know, we've been hearing about, oh, he's the next great pitching prospect. he's the next Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, whatever. This was a relative – he came from Japan. He's kind of an unknown to the MLB fan base and to baseball over here, period. He's been phenomenal.
How old is he? If he played in Japan, is he in his 30s?
No, I believe he's 27, 28.
Zach, what's happening with the other? I mean, you've got the Dodgers, you know, at the top of their division. How are the Angels doing?
Not a lot of buzz around the Angels. I mean, they're doing decent in the division, but not as much buzz as the Dodgers. Like, they're kind of like the second team here, you know? I mean, you don't hear as much about them as the Angels. It's kind of like the Clippers to the Lakers. Even though the Lakers aren't good right now, the Lakers are still more of L.A.'s team than the Clippers are, I would say.
Dominic, kind of like the Giants to the A's, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, with the Giants, A's, and Dodgers, Angels, part of the problem is that since they're in different divisions, each side of the fan base is really not caring about the other one, at least. With the Clippers and the Lakers, at least they're in the same division, the same conference, so you have a lot of head-to-head, and you can compare them more easily. But when, you know, these four baseball teams hardly play their local rival, it just creates a further divide, and people are going to like whichever team is better. And right now, the Dodgers and the Giants are very far superior to the Angels and the A's right now.
Well, I guess you didn't get the hint that I was trying to throw at you. I went to an A's game earlier this week, I think in the last week or so, and I got to tell you, I went to an A's game. It was a Wednesday afternoon. Walked into the baseball game. Had to make sure somebody was seated in their seat. You know, the old private detective stuff. Anyway, but I got to listen to the introduction of the game. And I guess there was, you know, 5, 6, maybe 8, 10,000 people there. And nice little crowd. But there was no excitement there. It was like a funeral. I've never been to a Major League Baseball ballpark anywhere in the country. Even AAA ballpark. I can't remember a high school park that was that dead. The A's crowd is dead, man. What's going on over there, Dominic? Are they bringing in a bunch of deaf people that can't speak? Is that why they don't make any noise?
You know what it is it's a combination of every time the A's get a good player, he gets traded. Just wait. Sonny Gray's going to get traded sooner rather than later. It's going to happen. That's what the A's do. So there's so much roster turnover that it creates a bit of a problem because they're not drafting well like they have in the past. So it's a bad team. The facilities are, I don't want to say crumbling, but we're starting to get to that point where we can start really just the Coliseum is not a good stadium. And you also caught it on a Wednesday afternoon, and I'm sure it wasn't against anybody worth watching. It's not like the Yankees were in town or anything like that. So those three factors built into everything generates not a whole lot of excitement from fans at a day game in the middle of the week. It's unfortunate because the A's, who their diehard fans are terrific fans, but in order to pull in the casual fan, you need the star power, the names, and the A's just don't have it right now.
The A's, you know, I mean, the A's won the World Series, of course, in the 80s, the earthquake, 1989 World Series between the A's and the Giants, and of course, when three straight, I think 72, 73, and 74 in the 70s. So, I mean, their legacy is great, but Charlie Finley was a bit of a buffoon in that he had all these great players, but he didn't want to pay them. Of course, that's what brought about free agency to an extent because Catfish Hunter left, Reggie Jackson left, a couple other guys left. But after that, the A's management, for the most part, they just don't seem – what's wrong with these guys? They're making money. They don't invest in their – I mean – to keep putting these 500 teams out there, these teams that sort of make the playoffs, might make the playoffs, but aren't going to win the playoffs. Dominic, the A's act and Billy Beane is getting old.
Yeah, and you know, we've tried to discuss it before where everybody says Billy Beane is a genius. Well, unless you've won, you can't really say he's a genius and put him at that upper echelon of GM. Granted, his hands are very tied. Lou Wolf and the ownership seems to want to put more stock into the earthquakes, and which as the earthquakes are, as San Jose earthquakes of MLS are better than the A's, but there's no way that an MLS team is going to out generate in terms of revenue an MLB team at this point. So it's baffling that he does not give Billy Beane the type of access to money that is necessary to keep these guys. I think it was maybe 2014. Yeah, 2014 sounds right. The A's had six or seven All-Stars. Sonny Gray is the only one left. So in a matter of a year and a half, the A's went from seven All-Stars to one. That's just the type of stuff A's fans have had to get used to, and it's got to be frustrating. I can only imagine how horrible it must be to have the type of jokes where, oh, have you seen the new A's jerseys? Yeah, they come with Velcro so that you can customize the name and number for when your favorite player gets traded. That's got to be frustrating. It's like kicking a guy when he's down.
Interesting. Well, I got to say this, you know, the A's and the Giants, I mean, I go to different ballparks and you get this feeling, you just don't get the feeling of being a winner when you go into an A's, the A's stadium. I just need to get that feeling. And I sort of get the same feeling when I'm watching the Angels on TV. Do the Angels draw super, do they sell each game out down there, Zach?
Oh, they get pretty good crowds. I mean, like the Dodgers crowds are always bigger, and whenever the Angels and Dodgers play, even if it's an Angels stadium, it seems like there's more Dodgers fans there. But I would say that they do decent. I mean, they're selling about 40,000 tickets each game. I mean, they're not doing too bad over there, but I still, at Dodgers stadium, you're getting like 50,000, 55,000, like around that number.
Well, I mean, Mike Trout keeps doing well for them. What's he got? The fact he romped all over Felix, I think it's Felix Hernandez, the 2014 AL MVP, began Saturday night's game with a .354 career average against the 2010 AL Cy Young winner. Wow, I mean, what can I say? Trout shining down there for him.
Yeah, I mean, Trout's still probably the best player in the league, well, one of the best at least. So they got him. I mean, as long as they got him, there's going to be something to watch on the Angels.
But that's offensively, man. I mean, what is the Angels got as far as the pitching staff is concerned?
Yeah, they're looking kind of shaky when it comes to pitching lately. I mean, one of their aces, he hasn't been there for them. And Jerry Weaver, he's not doing too great either. I don't know. I mean, they're not as good as they should be with the amount of talent they have on their roster.
And the guy's, his name is skipping, Matt, whatever his name was, he left L.A. and he's not doing too well, is he?
Oh, no, he's not. You're talking about on the Diamondbacks, Zach Greinke? He's having a rough year over there so far. So they dodged the bullet on that one.
Is he the Pablo Sandoval, the gift to get the one that got away that maybe you're glad it got away?
Yeah, I mean, at the time I was like, oh, that really sucks. Zach Greinke arguably had a better year than Clayton Kershaw last year. Like, he had the lowest ERA in the majors. Then he goes over there, and I think his ERA is around 7 right now.
Okay, well, hey, Dominic, what's happening with Pablo's shoulder?
Honestly, I have no idea. I've been reading things that, you know, a trainer, an unrelated trainer, I think it was like another trainer somewhere in MLB, said he doesn't quite understand what is hurt with Pablo, and he's never seen that type of injury. So for a guy who's not throwing and not swinging often, it sure sounds like what you said.
Fat boy's disease.
Last week was that it's an air quote injury.
It's fat boy's disease. He's too fat to play baseball. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking to the All Stars. When I come back, we'll talk a little boxing, a little MMA, but straight up, we're going to ask these guys to tell me something I don't know. Is that possible? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You want to take a chance on that?
You're Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Works for me.
Fifty-eight minutes past the hour. Johnny Taco calling an audible. The NFL draft begins Thursday and Saturday straight up. The Rams got the number one pick. Of course, they acquired that from Tennessee. Philadelphia just got the number two pick. They picked that up from Cleveland. Number three is going to be the Chargers. Number four is going to be the Cowboys. Number five, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dominic Mendez, who's going to go number first? Number one.
Jared Goff.
And he's going where?
He's going to go to
the Rams want that Cal quarterback, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Zach, you in agreement on that?
Yeah, and I think it's a good pick. I mean, I don't know if I would have given up that much for Jared Goff like they did, but I think that's the best pick that they could make. I mean, he looks like he'll be the most NFL-ready quarterback.
Oh, you guys are both NFL-ready. I thank you so much. We'll talk next week. Peace and respect to both of you.
Thank you so much, Johnny Tucker. Have a great night.
The great Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Of course, the man on the other side of the glass, the Wizard of Oz, pulling the strings here at the Sports Byline Studios is the great Scott Cuddy. Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Boxing and MMA, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sirius XM Satellite Radio.